The Power FM Brekkie Show.
So this story has come out of a place pretty close to Cairns. There was a fella, 44-year-old, decided to go for a swim in a waterhole, which we know, what's the thing we all know about Far North Queensland and waterholes? They're full of crocs. Same with Darwin. But he decided to heed the warnings of the nearby sign saying, don't go in there, there's a big old crocodile. And he went for a dip, and unfortunately for him, a crocodile has seen him and gone, that looks tasty, I'm going to try some of that. Crocodile comes over, grabs this old mate by the head and latches on. Luckily, this guy was able to, I don't know how he managed it, but he grabbed the crocodile's jaws, managed to pry them open. And I've heard about the incredible strength crocodiles have in their jaws, so I'm surprised he was able to do this. Maybe the croc just changed its mind and said, actually, this isn't so tasty after all. I don't know. This guy pried the jaws open, managed to get his head out. The jaws kind of clamped down on his shoulder or his finger. I think he sort of copped a little clip on his way out. Managed to swim ashore and seek help from that point onwards. He wasn't seriously injured, but it was a close call. The critical care paramedic, Paul Sweeney, had this to say about the man's injuries.
The puncture marks to the side of his face were on the angle of the jaw, so just a few centimetres lower, and we have major blood vessels. It could possibly have been fatal.
Yes, I imagine that is a common symptom of getting attacked by a crocodile. So this guy's incredibly lucky. He hasn't suffered any broken bones. He hasn't suffered any major lacerations. There have been a few minor ones. But all in all, he has made it out of this thing quite okay, which is quite remarkable. Something else I found interesting that the paramedic said. He said the gentleman explained he was swimming and suddenly felt the impact clasp the top of his head, which he recognized to be a crocodile. I kind of like the way the word recognized implies that it's something he's felt before. Like this guy's just going for his regular Saturday dip and had a regular Saturday croc bite on his head and gone, I know that feeling. It's old mate Larry the Croc chomping on my head again. Anyway, that could have gone so much worse. Thankfully, the guy is okay and in good spirits and able to tell his tale.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.